Hey, hey, welcome everyone to Spicier Than Therapy, the podcast where we talk about ethical non-monogamy, polyamory, BDSM, kink, communication,
and all of the wonderful things that we think go into making a healthy, loving relationship.
Hey, twin, what are we going to do today?
The same thing we do every day, my love. Try to take over the interwebs.
Yes, we be taking over the interwebs, and we are back after, you know, a little bit of a layoff. We took some time to do some stuff and things. I mean, we've been doing a lot of things. We've been keeping very busy, and as you may have noticed, there hasn't been a new episode in like a week or two. Yeah, maybe a month. Maybe a month. It's been, I mean, what is time anyways?
Relative.
It's a flat circle. Thanks, True Detective. And we're actually doing a fun new little format. Instead of standing at our desks on our fun mics, we are sitting on the couch recording this podcast while Twin crafts some burlesque costume thingies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell them about what you got coming up there, Twin.
Oh, that was an invitation. Okay.
That was, yeah. Do the thing. I want you to talk about the thing.
Full gremlin mode, you guys. I'm just working on finishing up costuming for the show that will have debuted last night, depending on when you're hearing this.
By the time we post this, it'll be Friday, and your new show will debut Thursday night.
March 16th. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm just finishing up costuming for that.
So, as you may have noticed, we have not posted an episode, Twin said, in like a month. Yeah. Why is that, Twin?
Because life be lifin', yo.
Life do indeed be lifin'. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, giving yourself grace on the show. In fact, we end every goddamn episode telling people they need to give themselves grace, love, and what?
Patience.
So it's one of those things where we had to give ourselves a bit of grace because with all of the, you know, interviews and appearances and business responsibilities that we had, we were noticing that we were struggling a bit. We were falling behind on some of our other things that we needed to get done.
Exactly. Stuff with family was kind of overlapping emotionally and mentally and making business a little harder to maintain, which made family stuff harder to maintain. And it was starting to become a bit of a vicious cycle that we just don't want in our life. So we did the responsible thing and took, you know,
a step back
and we had to, you know, refocus on what was important for us and our family.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that Twin said to me personally, like offline, was, you know, we talk very openly and honestly about relationships and communication, but we also need to hold ourselves accountable when we fall down for our relationship. Like if we're noticing something going wrong, you know, we're going to talk about it ourselves as a couple. Right. But it's also important to us that we talk to you, you know, our audience, our friends, our found family members, about some of the things that we're going through as well, because we want you to see that not everything is always, you know, sunshine and rainbows. Just because we talk about healthy relationships and communications or communication styles doesn't mean that we don't fall down as people.
Exactly. Like we tell y'all all the time, right? Like we never want people to hold us up as some sort of monolith put it this way.
It's the couple goals thing.
Yes. Yeah. We get a lot of times that people are like, oh my God, you guys are couple goals. And that is so flattering. And we really appreciate
We do enjoy that, but
we love that. And, you know, we are. But
we're a couple goals, damn it.
Right. But it's because we have gone through the hard shit. We have sucked at past relationships. And frankly, sometimes even in this one, we suck a little bit. We don't always we don't always nail it with our communication. And that had been kind of slipping over the last few months. And right. It was one that was really, that was a problem that was starting to rear its head in ugly ways that we had to sort of take a back seat on.
Right. And it was important to us to pay attention to that.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Because we had both, you know, been in moderately healthy and unhealthy relationships in the past, both Twin and I had been married before, we wanted to make sure that we weren't falling back into any of those unhealthy patterns or any of those unhealthy coping mechanisms. And I feel like there's a good bridge between, you know, what we're talking about now and specifically polyamorous relationships, because there is so much focus to do, you know, regular day job and side responsibilities and, you know, interviews and all that stuff. With polyamory, it can oftentimes be difficult to manage your time correctly because you're focusing on more than one relationship at a time. And it's easy to let some of those important things in your relationship slip because you're focused on lots of other things or too many things for you to be able to handle.
Exactly. You know, we've all heard jokes about, you know, the Google calendar from hell kind of thing, right? And I literally just watched a video. I did not catch who it was. They were making beautiful pottery on TikTok that was talking about how, you know, polyamory can sometimes start to feel like a job almost.
Right.
And, you know, for us with where we're at right now, just full disclosure, guys, yes, we are... I want to lead with, we're okay. Our relationship is good.
Nobody oh, we're totally can. Fine. Like, yeah.
We
just recognized that we were hitting some issues because we were spreading ourselves too thin.
Exactly.
And not focusing on some of the important things. Yeah, exactly. We're totally fine.
Right. So, you know, all that to say, like right now with where we're at in our relationship and our life and everything, we, you know, don't have a girlfriend, boyfriend, partner, metas, anything like that. It is just the two of us right now. And
yeah.
That's right. What we have time and energy for.
We don't have time for other partners at the moment. Like we've both had, you know, like other things in the past and things that we focused on. But I'll be honest, like we just don't have a chance to get out and do the thing right now. We've got too much going on.
Well, and that's kind of where I was going is like we, you know, we've... Like you said, we were spreading ourselves so thin that is what was impacting our relationship. You know, that was what was taking energy, I want to say, away from our communication. That was
right.
What was taking away from our, I don't want to say ability to, because we
right.
had the ability to, but like... That was what was sort of distracting us, I should say, from communicating as much as we wanted to.
Right, because we have very high standards for our communication, for our partnership, and just for life in general, because we've both, you know, been in therapy for so long, and we place such an emphasis on healthy relationships and healthy communication strategies. Our standard for communicating with each other and with other people is very, very high. So when one or the other or both of us recognize that it's not quite living up to those standards, it's a great opportunity for us to just take a step back and go, hey, what's important? Why is this slipping? Is it because we're too busy? Is it because, you know, we're not making enough time for everything else because we're, you know, thinking about all of the responsibilities that we have and all
get
of the things.
Ahead of ourselves on certain
yeah.
Things.
We did get ahead of ourselves on certain things because we had so much coming up
that we got excited about.
Right. Like, because we legitimately have fun things to do this year and opportunities that we're very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, with Twin's new show, that's taken up a lot of our like level of excitement for immediate stuff, because like we're very excited about, you know, her burlesque performance and her producing this new show. This is her passion. It's the same level of excitement that I get when I talk about travel and like exploring new cultures, because we each have our own, you know, thing that we're passionate about, or multiple things in our case, because we are, you know, whole ass complex humans
with a wide variety of interests.
We like doing shit and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think for us, the big important thing was recognizing that we were taking on too much. Mm-hmm. And it didn't cause us to throw in the towel with everything, but it caused us to be much more thoughtful in how we went forward with segmenting our time.
Well, and, you know, which is, I want to very quickly state that, like, all of this is going to be like, I'll shorten it a little bit. All of this is going to be our explanation for why we are going to be taking a little bit of a slowdown. I won't say break. We are going to be slowing down a little bit with our Spicier Than Therapy, you know, content. Because, you know, we wanted to do a YouTube channel and we wanted to do all these things, and we will be posting stuff to YouTube. We will be doing all of the things.
But it's a lot to keep up with, y'all.
And we're just two people who are also parents and have a full-time job in Tier's case. And in my case, they're producing shows and doing costuming and, mm-hmm. you know, and managing yep. social media, not only for so Spicier Than Therapy, but, you know, for my burlesque. So like we're both just two people doing this on our own. And I think in our excitement and passion and love and joy in getting to do this, you know, not only because we want to, but because y'all asked us to, and we love that and we're grateful for that. But in our excitement for it, we just got a little ahead of ourselves as far as what we could realistically right. commit to, both with energy and just time.
Right. Because, I mean, it is a lot of work, but we enjoy doing it.
Oh, absolutely.
And we don't want to lose focus on the parts of, you know, TikTok, YouTube, the podcast itself that bring us the most joy.
And we don't want to decrease the quality for y'all yes, either. We don't exactly. want y'all to lose. We don't want to lose, and we don't want y'all to lose what makes Spicier Than Therapy so special.
Right.
And so we had a talk and we decided that we're going to slow things down just a little bit until we can get some help on the back end.
Right. Because this, I mean, it's a lot to produce and edit the podcast, but also to produce and edit, you know, videos for YouTube and things like that. And it's funny, we were listening, we were on a drive back from Memphis, and we were listening to the podcast Infinite Quest with Katie Osoris and Hey Good. And they were talking about something similar about their, you know, levels of responsibility. And it caused them to slow down how much content that they were putting out on both their podcast and TikTok. And it was funny. It was so kind of synchronicitous with us, because we were going through, we literally just got done having that same conversation and they were having the same conversation.
Right. And it was one of those things too, that like full disclosure, we went up to Memphis to do a show. It was wonderful. I was so excited to finally get to be back at Drew's and to see people that I hadn't seen in literally a couple of years now. And you know, we were looking forward to it, and then shit happened and I had a massive anxiety attack and could not perform like safely, because we were doing a kink show.
Right.
And it was a hard impact act that we were planning to do. And I was just frankly not in a safe place mentally to do that act. And so we didn't. And the entire drive home, you know, I was kicking myself because, you know, I was the one that had to back out of the show. And, you know, I had forgotten in that moment to give myself grace. I was frankly incapable in that moment of giving myself grace. And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah. It sucks. But, you know, listening to the podcast with Katie and Eric really helped kind of put into perspective for me of like, oh shit, I'm not alone. It's okay. Other people are going through this too. you know, and other creators with bigger content, bigger platforms, and help,
right,
are going through this too. And so it just kind of helped me kind of come back to earth a little bit and reminded me to give myself that grace.
Right. Because, I mean, we talk about it so much, and it's super easy for us to talk to our friends and our followers who are dealing with issues, and they reach out to us, you know, by email for help or whatever. And, you know, we give as good advice as we can. But sometimes it's harder to take that advice for yourself, right? It's that whole classic therapist dilemma, right? They can help others, but it's very difficult to do it on your own. And we need to be reminded of that from time to time for ourselves, that we don't have to be all things. We don't have to do all the things. We don't have to take every opportunity that's put before us, even if we want to, because, you know, it's hard keeping up with that. But I think, Twin, you made a really good point, and we haven't really talked much about kink this episode, but I think your point is very, very valid, and one that needs to be stated, is that especially when you're doing a scene, you know, when you're doing any sort of kink activity, whether or not it's in a public space or whether it's in a private space, you need to ensure that both you and your partner or partners are in the correct headspace for that particular scene. Like in the example that Twin gave, we were doing a heavy impact performance, but even if we were doing this in the comfort of our own home, I would have called flag.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's so important, both, you know, professionally in our case, but personally, to ensure that all players are in a safe space to do the thing, because that's how you end up with massive anxiety attacks during a scene, or somebody triggering going too hard. Triggering trauma, hurt feelings, you know, frankly, physical dangers, you know, things like that. Like,
especially for heavy impact.
Especially for heavy impact, or even Shibari or anything like that. No matter what you're doing, it's important that all parties involved are in a good space, you know. And it's just, like I said, it was one of those that at that time I had to back out, because I was like, I can't safely do this. Could I have put on a smile and done the striptease part just fine? Probably. Would it have been all over my face that I was kind of struggling? More than likely, because I will never be able to fix my face.
But it would have been super evident, too, when we got to the kink and impact portion of the performance, because there needs to be that high level of safety and security within yourself and with your partner to do a scene like that. Yeah. And if you're not feeling it in the moment, there's no amount of like performative nature that you can put on that would make that healthy or safe. Right. You know what I mean? And so like, and we're talking about it in a kink sense, which is very important, but I still think this also plays everywhere with relationships. Yeah. And polyamory particularly. Like, it's why we're always talking about checking in with your partner. How are they feeling that day? We're all in different moods from day to day, right? You may be in the mood for one thing one day and not in that mood the next day. So specifically when we're talking about relationships with multiple people involved, or even just two, it's important to check in with your partner. How are you feeling today? Are you still up for doing X, Y, Z? Do we want to take it easy? What do you need today? Mm-hmm. And, you know, generally, Twin and I are very good about checking in with each other, how we're feeling, you know, how's it going? Do we need something different? And I don't think that faltered at all during our communication, but I will say that our level of personal comfort or discomfort with how much time we were spending on stuff, it was harder for us to recognize in ourselves.
Our preemptive Yeah. Our reactive care was fine. Like the, you know, the, hey, this made me, you did this, it made me feel XYZ.
Yeah.
That was fine. Like handling stuff as a reaction was fine. The preemptive care and consideration was not where it needed to be.
Didn't live up to our standards. Yeah.
And when we pointed that out, and like, that's not to say it was ever like a thoughtless or malicious thing. It was literally just that we were so busy and in so many places at once and herding so many cats.
So many cats.
That for us, it just faltered. And that's, you know, that's going to happen. That's life, you know.
And I think because we place such an importance and emphasis on therapy, and we both have so much experience with it, it's noticeable when kind of that preemptive thoughtfulness, which is something that you learn in therapy, in certain types of therapy, when it's not there, or when it flags a little bit or falters a little bit, it's way more noticeable. Like, because we're both very good at that. We're both very good at being thoughtful partners and kind of anticipating, yeah, anticipating not only the needs, but maybe even the reactions of our partners based on what's going on. But when you're so focused on 15 million things that all require your attention and some sort of response or responsibility, it gets more difficult. So, you know, kind of bringing it back around to, you know, the Google calendar of death. Like, if you're polyamorous and you have a date with a different person every night of the fucking week, you're going to kind of lose, you know, the steering wheel of the ship a little bit, because you're trying to steer into 15 different places at once. And that's not to say that your relationships will suffer, but the likelihood that they could is higher when your focus is on 15 different things. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
So you just, you know, like we're having to do, you just have to kind of, when you're overwhelmed by life, family, work, events, what have you, you know, you just have to sit back like we did.
Yeah.
Whether you're crying or not.
And bonus points if you are.
Bonus points if you are, exactly. Keep your Kleenex handy. You just kind of have to sit back like we did and go, okay, well, what's important?
Right.
And that was the hard conversation that we had to have, was like, you know, and especially because of where Tyr and I are and our traumas and our histories and stuff. You know, there were some things that were, there were some emotions and instincts that were triggered when we had the conversation.
Right. Cause I mean, based on our past, we're sensitive to certain things.
Oh yeah. Very. Thankfully we're both kind of sensitive to and aware of the same things in each other. So that sort of helped with that part, at least with like, no, we're good. You know, the worst is not going to happen kind of thing. But it was, you know, the way I put it to Tyr, you know, when I was saying my little bit was, you know, it's not that I want anything different in our actual personal relationship. It's that I see us, you know, sort of, you know, the two roads, the one road divided, right?
The
poem, but the road divided. I saw us at a part where we were sort of going off the trail. Like, we weren't even looking at the two divisions.
Right.
We were going far left field, and not far left. We were just starting to get far left,
but
where we wanted to go.
I think because we're so sensitive to it, we noticed it before either one of us started going down a path that would cause us to lose focus from the important things.
Right.
I think if one or both of us weren't as healthy in our mental health journey as we are, it's easy to go down that path and then look up 6 months later and go, oh shit, how the fuck did I get here? And where are my partners?
Right.
Why are they way over there?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and something that we've both had in the past is that, you know, it's the curse of the coulda, woulda, shouldas, right? Like, I don't ever want us to be looking back with the hindsight 2020 thing and going, man, I wish we had done this instead. It's, hey, I know for a fact that, like, with past relationships, this bred a problem. So, like, we need to fix this now. And that was essentially what happened this time around, was just, like, hey, I see us going down a path that neither of us wants to go to. So, like, let's fix it now before it's a problem.
Before it becomes a problem. And I think that's why this episode to us was so important, because we hear it all the time. You know, you guys have such a healthy, happy relationship, and we really do. But we're also real ass people who deal with real ass problems. And we want to not only, you know, translate to you what that looks like, but show you how we deal with it in what we think is a healthy way.
Right. It was important to both of us.
Yeah.
You know, to make this episode to, one, fill you guys in on where we've been and, you know,
kind of. Because we have been radio silence for a little bit on the podcast end, at least.
Front anyway. Yeah. We wanted to fill you guys in and let you know what's going on. You know, we wanted to sort of ask for your grace in a way, you know, be patient with us while we sort of navigate this and kind of get things back to where we need them to be for our relationship. But also it was important to us to just show you guys like, yeah, we mess up too. We're not perfect.
It's how you deal with that mess up as a partnership that will define how healthy or unhealthy your relationship either is or can be.
Yep, exactly.
You know, and I think it's interesting too, because we are so, you know, spread all over all of these different social media platforms. Mm-hmm. We constantly get pressure to create new content.
Right.
And so even when we, you know, skipped a week of posting a podcast episode, we got tons of messages. When's the next episode going to drop? The last episode was here. And when are you going to do the next one? And it's like,
we appreciate the enthusiasm, Let's be clear. We do appreciate the enthusiasm.
But it does put pressure on us. And since this isn't, you know, the only thing that we do, we wanted to make sure that, A, not only could we keep up with that demand in a way that we're still producing the kind of content that we want to do, mm-hmm. but also have a lot of people that follow us recognize that, yeah, we're humans and we want to do the thing as well. But there's a lot of pressure from all sides to do stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, and it's, you know, it's that classic thing, right? We've all seen it on YouTube or podcasts or whatever. We've all heard our favorite people,
right,
you know, talking about the burnout. And it is very, very real.
It's a real thing.
It is a very real thing.
Was it Philip DeFranco that we watched that? He was talking about being burnt out on some of the content recently, or was that somebody else?
I mean, every creator at some point or another has gone through it. So like, you can mention him, Markiplier, you know, Katie and Eric on theirs. Like,
oh, my little brother. Yeah, Markiplier.
Literally every creator out there who has, you know, any kind of platform that they're creating art on, we all get burnt out. It's just sort of part of the process. But the difference for us was that, you know, like most creators, I would hope, is not only do we not want to lose our love and passion for what we're doing, you know, we want to continue to make it bigger, better, you know, wonderful. But, you know, we also have to keep in mind what's going on with our personal lives. And I completely lost track of what I was saying.
But ADHD brain. Yeah.
I'm also crafting and trying to fix a needle here.
So. You and I both kind of talked about this in the past. You know, it started with TikTok. This was before the podcast. Mm-hmm. And we were both making a lot of content and, you know, gaining a lot of ground in terms of followers and people that interacted with our content. And we have both said, you know, in our own way that we do this because we're passionate about it and it's fun. And if it ever stops being fun, mm-hmm. we're not going to do it. And for us, Spicier Than Therapy and the things that we talk about is such a passion project. Mm-hmm. And we never want to lose the excitement for that mm-hmm. simply because it takes a lot of work to, you know, edit and upload an episode or especially on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how intensive video editing was as opposed to audio editing, you know, because Twin does most of the editing for our stuff. And it is a lot of work to make it sound polished and have it do a thing. Video is a completely different fucking animal.
Oh my God, yeah. Well, and especially like you mentioned, and like we've screamed from the rooftops, I have severe ADHD. I'm fortunate enough and privileged enough that I am medicated and that mine is not on the list of medications that are, you know, short right now. My prayers and thoughts and love go out to the people who are struggling with getting their meds right now.
Wait, you have ADHD? This is a shock. Stop. I am shocked.
Stop it. Anyway, it's hard, you know, editing a video, editing a podcast is hard. No matter how many coping mechanisms I use to do it, it's still really difficult to get my brain to focus on listening to this guy for, you know, two, 3 hours or however long.
I mean, she has to listen to me all day, every day anyways. So she might as well have to do it on the podcast. Well, and it's funny too, because I was talking to my therapist today, actually. I was talking to my therapist today about, you know, when we're kind of creating a lot of this content, how, at least on TikTok for me, it's super fucking easy. I can literally record, edit, and post any video, even if it's more than a minute long, in like 3 minutes and be done with it and move about my day. Because, you know, for me, TikTok is, you know, it's wild, it's zany, it's slightly educational on occasion. But to me, the podcast is much more educational, much more in depth. And we want to get a lot of these concepts across in a way that's not only easily digestible, but easy to incorporate into your own life. So it takes a little bit more, you know, thoughtfulness than my screaming into the void that is TikTok. Because, you know, if you follow my TikTok, that's 100% what I do.
Yes. I have nothing else to add there.
She's like, I just agree with everything you just said in terms of you yelling into the void.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I appreciate that we have this platform to talk about the things that we're passionate about. But also, I'm very appreciative of this episode because it gives you insight not only into how we're feeling at the moment, but how we deal and how we process things. Most of the questions we get in relation to both polyamory and BDSM are, you know, based on our experience, do you X, Y, and Z? How do you deal with this? This is a real world, real life example of... Yeah, a real-time example of we ran into an issue. How do we deal with it? And hopefully, you know, for you, the listener, you can take, you know, a small lesson from how we dealt with it, both in a good manner or a bad manner, and say, this applies to my life. And, you know, I can do this if I run into this same issue.
Exactly. Yeah, never, ever, 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 ever make yourself or let anyone else make you feel bad about doing what you need to do to protect your peace, your time, and your energy. And, you know, because that is something that you can't get back. You know, you can't get back the time you wasted on the coulda, woulda, shouldas,
on the time you spent being stressed out.
Yeah. And for us, it was important to, you know, come back to our relationship because ultimately, as much as we love making this podcast and as much as we love making TikToks and, you know, videos, and we love answering questions, as much as we enjoy and appreciate all of the love we get from y'all for doing that, this relationship is our priority.
Right.
This marriage is our priority.
Right.
And we just need to respect that, yeah. You know? And so we hope, you know, at the risk of getting long-winded here. You know,
even more long-winded than we already are.
Yeah, right.
As people.
This is going to be a 30-minute video or podcast, and now we're at 45.
3 hours later.
Meanwhile,
at the Legion of Doom.
You know, we love and appreciate y'all, and we just... You know, we ask that you give us a little bit of grace.
Right.
You know, while we kind of get back to, I don't want to say zero, but get back to level.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah. Kind of a baseline. And don't get it twisted. We will absolutely still be making spicier than therapy content and things like that because we discussed it and we're like, no, we enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
We're passionate about this and it makes a difference. We want to keep doing it. We just want to do it at not such a frenetic fucking pace and like actually take a day or two out of our week every week to just decompress. Mm-hmm. I mean, because of all of the like the performance responsibilities that you have, the speaking engagement responsibilities, the interviews, like we are busy every day.
Just about.
We are doing shit every day and it's awesome.
On top of being parents.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing. Like Mini Peaks is a pretty well-adjusted 13-year-old because I can't.
Can
yeah. I can't say that about a lot of 13-year-olds that I've met. But he's, you know, very, very well-adjusted. And so, you know, we got to do the regular parent stuff, but like a lot of the big stuff that most parents dread when their kids hit teen years, we haven't had to deal with too much of that lately.
Yeah. And we want to keep it that way.
Yeah. And we're very thankful for that. Yes. So, you know, when Minnie Peaks is finally able to listen to these episodes, you know, in like a decade, you know, right. Shout out to you, 23-year-old Minnie Peaks.
Right. We love you.
Right. But, you know, one of the things that we've been getting a lot of feedback about in our email at spicierthantherapy@gmail.com is, you know, questions about, you know, how people navigate communicating with their families, communicating with other partners about the things that they like to do. And so, you know, if this episode proves anything, it's that ongoing increased communication is important, even when it falters a bit. And you have to work through that. Yeah, especially when it falters a bit. And you have to work through that to get back to where you want to be. So, you know, take that lesson from us because, you know, it's fun. We like doing it. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. But we will still be bringing you more content. What are some things that you are going to blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to edit this. You get to listen to me just, you know, screaming into the void. Reset. What are some things to the fucking A?
Wow.
What are some things we're going to be?
Right.
I don't know how to talk anymore. What is talking even? What are some things we are going to be focusing on in Spicier Than Therapy in the upcoming weeks? What are some things people have to look forward to, Twin?
Oh, God. It's March. What do we have going on? Oh, we're going to be at Frolicon. We've got Behoff coming up. We've got all these things. And for specifically podcast stuff, it's going to be whatever it is. We have a bunch of stuff coming up that we had scheduled to do every week, and we will probably be doing like every other week. So who knows? It's chaos. I don't fucking know. I don't have my planner in front of me.
Okay, I'll edit this.
Throw me under the bus and hit reverse.
I'll edit this part. I'm not going to edit. I'll edit this part out. But what you have to look forward to in future episodes of Spicier Than Therapy, we're going to continue on with a lot of our discussions surrounding BDSM before care. And then one of the episodes that I'm really excited that we're going to be doing, hopefully sooner rather than later, is talking about disability in kink. And then also
that'll be part of our June Pride series.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, that's right. The June Pride series. Yes. In this economy, 2 months before Pride Month. Yeah. But also, you know, being a person of color within the kink and the poly scenes. And we've had a lot of really cool, like casual conversations with our friends and peers around this lately. So I can't wait to share that with y'all. But for now, you've listened to us ramble on, and we appreciate you. We love all of you. We love all of your faces. It's amazing. But we're going to go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you for all of your grace and patience and support. It really means a lot to us, especially at times like this.
2 months before Pride Month.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
And now Twin's just throwing her beads all around. So. Thank you again for joining us on this episode of Spicier Than Therapy. Go ahead and take us out with our outro, my love.
Well, my darlings, my babes, my loves, make sure that you are good to yourself, good to others, and that you give yourself grace, love, and patience.
And above all else, go out and do some dope shit.
Goodbye.